He is also our Area 5, I don't know what you call your, what's your title, director?
Area 5 director. So he has a lot of lot going on in the Gideon ministry. We're just really thankful for all that they do in our Morrow County camp, and he's coming today to share with us what the Gideons are doing around the world. So Brother Ken, come and share with us. Thank you, Les. He was going to kill his parents, but then God intervened through a copy of his word. Here's how it happened. Britt grew up in a large church. He and his wife had three children who came to know the Lord and attended church faithfully in their young lives. Then during a downturn, Britt lost his job. He opened an auto repair shop in an effort to make ends meet, but the business did not do well. Depressed by the failure of his business, Britt began drinking. Before long, he was hopelessly caught up in alcoholism. From there, financial woes and abusive actions led to an increasingly dysfunctional family. During these troubled times, Britt received a New Testament from the Gideons. Through reading the Word and through many months of family prayer, God took control of Britt's life and turned him around. Years later, Britt's son Jonathan committed a crime and was sentenced to spend 1 year in prison. When he was released, he was unable to keep a steady job and fell into the wrong crowd. He was introduced to marijuana and eventually became addicted to meth. By the age of 25, Jonathan was without funds to support himself, had lost interest in church, was involved with drugs, and had moved back home to live with his parents. In the midst of all this, Jonathan began to contemplate killing his parents and committing suicide. While plotting his crime, Jonathan came across the same New Testament that his dad had received years earlier. He sat down, began reading, and prayed for God's intervention. That evening, Jonathan went to his parents to confess his drug use and all the emotions he was struggling with. He told them God had given him hope. Today, Jonathan is back in church, praying regularly, and recovering from drug use. Thank God for a single Gideon place scripture that changed the lives of both father and son. The Gideons International receives incredible testimonies like this on a regular basis. And that is why we serve. To see people turn to Christ after reading a Bible or a New Testament. Thank you, Open Arms Christian Church, for this opportunity to share this report of what God is doing through the Gideons. And this testimony illustrates that Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 really is true. Verse 10, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the things for which I sent." Just take a moment and pray with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for all the many blessings that you bestow upon each and every one of us. And for the freedom that we have to come here into this building this morning to worship you, to sing praises to your name, and to gather around your Lord's table to remember your death. This Holy Spirit, just fill me with the words that you would have me to say, to show others of your great love and care for us, and that this would be an encouragement to all to be part of sharing your word with all that we encounter, to win others to you, Lord, and that we give you all the glory. Amen. In Psalms 92, verse 1 through 5, it reads, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp and to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord." And today I give God all the glory for all that He's doing in the Gideon ministry. On behalf of the Gideons International and the recipients of over 1 million scriptures that you and churches like you help the Gideons to place each week, I want to thank you for your past offerings and for today's offering. For it may have been your offering that purchased the testament that made a difference in this father and son. Indeed, your offering always purchases somebody's scripture. You see, it's through the Gideon's offering that people receive God's word, so they can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's our sole purpose, is to win others to Christ. First, your offerings purchase scriptures. Then, as a missionary arm of your church, the Gideons provide the distribution avenues and manpower to put those scriptures in the hands of people who sometimes desperately need them. They even have an impact locally. This past fall, I took part in a scripture distribution over at OSU Marion, where the Mora County Camp and the Marion County Camp joined together to distribute New Testaments to all the college students that were coming in and out of those doors. And there's a story and a testimony that was shared with me that brought tears to my eyes. I was scheduled to relieve another Gideon for my shift. He was 93 years old and already been standing out there in the rain for 3 hours. He shared with me why it's so important to do what we do in sharing God's word and getting it into the hands of every person that we can. Last year, while doing the distribution, as he always did, standing outside the doors of OSU Marion, handing out the green New Testaments, a girl was coming up the sidewalk. She saw him, immediately dropped her backpack and ran up and just gave him a great big hug. And this 93-year-old man telling me the story was just like, "I've never had this happen to me." And he was, you know, a little taken back. And she said to him, you do not know how my life was changed because of the New Testament that you gave me the year before. I had lost my parents. I was mad at God. I dropped out of school and I turned to drugs. And I remembered that Bible that you gave me and I started reading it. I gave my life over to Christ. I am clean now. I found a church, started going, and now I'm back in school. The tears just welled up in his eyes as he told me this, for he had not experienced that before. Many times we're giving out the different scriptures, but you don't know the impact that that is having, but God does. We never know how God will work and use us as an instrument for Him. I hope I can do this and do what He's done for another 30 years. Because that could have been one of our kids over there at OSU. Just at the right moment in their lives and at the right place, they came across a copy of God's Word, which you provided. And I thank you, and so do the people receiving these scriptures. Where are these people? Where do the scriptures go? Many go right here in this county, in this city. Examples are the motel rooms, the jail, fair distribution, doctors and dentist offices, the policemen and the firemen, and many go abroad. Some churches display a world map in their lobby of the different missionaries that they might support. And because your church includes the Gideons as one of your missionary arms, to correctly represent all the countries that you reach through the Gideons, you would have to display, and you would need 200 pins on your world map. That's the number of the countries that the Gideons are in, that we place scriptures in for you and for local churches. And it's in 90 different languages. And everybody around the world, for some reason, I travel for work, and I go to a lot of countries and a lot of places, and it's amazing. The one thing that they have is a cell phone. I mean, of all those different things that they might be lacking, they have a cell phone. And to get God's Word into every single person's hand, the Gideons have a Bible app card now. And I just want to share that when Pat and I were over 3 weeks ago on a mission trip over in Kenya, Africa. While we were there, one of the fellow workers I sat down next to said, "How do I know God's Word?" Of course, I pulled out my Gideon Bible app card. Says, "You have a cell phone, don't you?" He goes, and of course, their data was very limited. He goes, "How can I get it on my phone?" And we showed him how to get it on the phone in all the different languages and how to find all the different scriptures across the Bible. You know, the smile on his face was just incredible to be able to share that with him. But before he was able to do that, he's like, "Well, I don't have enough room on my phone." He was willing to go through and start deleting all the other things that were taking up data and usage on his phone just to make sure he had the Bible at his fingertips. We don't know who God will reach with the Bibles and the testaments that you provide. Because we target the scriptures toward different traffic lanes of life, so we will read them. So who will read them? Be one to Christ or simply be drawn closer to God. It could be a paramedic, a policeman, or a fireman that receives the testament. It might be a middle school student, high school student, a college student, as I gave the testimony earlier, or a homeschooler. It could be a soldier, a sailor, a marine, an airman. It could be, being prior military myself, I was first introduced to the Gideons over 30 years ago. And I remember carrying my small testament in my breast pocket. And we received a testimony not too long ago about another serviceman, a foreign one, as an Armenian lieutenant walked down a line of his soldiers for general inspection in March. He noticed one soldier had something on his on the left side of his uniform near his heart. He addressed the soldier harshly. "What is your problem? Show me what you're hiding." The soldier pulled a small New Testament from the inner pocket of his uniform. The lieutenant became angry and ordered the book to be hidden somewhere less visible. Not to be discouraged, the soldier created a secret pocket in the sleeve of his uniform so he could take the New Testament with him into battle. 2 days later, the soldier found himself in a battle lasting 4 days. At one point, a bullet hit his arm, but the young man experienced no pain. The bullet had struck the location of the hidden sleeve pocket and was lodged in the New Testament. When the soldier's lieutenant found out what had saved the young man, his attitude changed. In fact, he ordered someone to seek out who could provide these books and requested one be provided for every soldier and officer. He then honored the Gideons in Armenia with a medal for spiritual power, spiritual support during wartime. After that, he placed the New Testament in his own pocket and encouraged all his soldiers and officers to carry their New Testament on the left side of their uniform, saying, "The Word of God has to be near the heart." And today, there are over 178 Gideons and 66 auxiliary in 23 camps throughout Armenia. And in the last 10 years alone, there have been over 2 million scriptures, 2 million people that have received a copy of God's Word. How is it that God's Word was there? Someone's offering. Perhaps yours put it there. And we don't know who will receive the scriptures that you provide, that you purchased. It could be a sales rep or an executive in a hotel. As I travel, like I said, I travel very much, and I usually stay in the Hamptons, and this testimony sort of struck me. as a hotel clerk, submitted a testimony, who worked at a Hampton in Georgia, and recently discovered the following note was written in a Bible placed by the Gideons. The note read, "I was thinking of taking my life tonight. I'm filled with sorrow. Thank you for placing this Bible. I read some part about how much God loves me, and I'm going home now, alive. Maybe God has a purpose for my life." This encounter is just one example of a life touched by one Gideon's effort to place a Bible in a hotel room. Further, each placement is a result of a meaningful relationship with the hotel staff and management. And that Bible today is still in room 218. Based on our experiences in the hotel occupancy statistics, one hotel Bible has the potential of being read by 2,300 people in 6 years. And afterwards, that Bible, as it gets recycled, we place new Bibles in the hotels, will make its way to the jails and penal institutions, because when it becomes worn out for use, we recycle them and continue to get God's Word out there for others to read. Even here in the Mora County Jail, where it's known for a holding area for illegal immigrants, 5 to 10 lives are changed every week. That's every week. There's a team that goes in there every Monday to pray with the inmates and distribute God's Word and share it with them. And we also distribute ones that are in Spanish, in their languages. Sometimes we've had to distribute ones in Portuguese for those that might be being sent back to Brazil or other locations. But the thing is, you never know where that New Testament will end up and what country that could change many lives. Your offering could also, you and I don't know what benefit will come from these offerings, but over the 120 years of the history of the Gideons International, I want to share with you that your offering will go for scriptures and only scriptures. There are no operating expenses or salaries of any kind that come from the offerings. Gideons themselves support the organization through our dues and our offerings. Your offering could also put God's Word in the hands of a patient at a hospital, a doctor's or dentist's office. It might be a nurse graduating from school ready to begin a healthcare career. Pat and I had the opportunity when our daughter graduated 2 years ago, graduating from Ashland University with her nursing degree, at the Blessings of the Hands, to be able to give out those medical testaments to every single student graduating, to take that with them, because we all know who the great physician is. We don't know, you don't know, but be assured that based on Isaiah 55, 10, 11, and the contents and the quantity of letters that we receive at our international office in Nashville, that somewhere, sometime, locally and abroad, the testaments of Bibles you purchase will be read by someone. We trust God to take care of that. It could change hands up to 10 times if that happens. From a child to a parent, from a husband to a wife, from a father to a son, as we heard in the testimony. It could be read years later. But by faith, God moves in people's hearts through His Word. I'd like to share another testimony about how one gentleman changed the lives of his entire family. When Alexandro was 9 years old, his family received a gift from a neighbor. This neighbor was a Jew who had decided to give away some furniture. When the gift arrived, Alexandro received a nightstand for his bed, very excited finally to have a table to put his own belongings in. He opened the nightstand drawer, and he found a New Testament from the Gideons International. He began reading and was quickly captivated by the message. Sometime later, he saw some kids singing Christian songs. He asked where they had learned those songs, and they told him about the church they had been attending. Alexandro asked his dad if they could visit the church, but his dad said no. The first thing he did was show them the New Testament he had found, because he wanted someone to explain it to him. One of the elders began to teach Alexandro, and he accepted Jesus Christ. His father noticed a dramatic change in his life, so he instructed Alexandro's older brother to follow him to church and find out what they were teaching. The brother continued to go with Alexandro, and in turn, then he was saved. After seeing the changes in both of their sons, the parents decided to go personally to go with them to church. They started to attend church regularly. Alexandro's mother received Jesus Christ as her Savior and was transformed by God. Alexandro's father, who was an alcoholic, changed his life, surrendered his heart to Christ, and changed his life. And today, Alexandro is a missionary in the jungles of Ecuador. How is it that God's word was there, even in that nightstand? Someone's offering, perhaps yours, put it there. We trust God to take care of everything, to be able to provide for these New Testaments so that we can share them with others. Today we report to you what is happening with your offering to the Gideons, just as Paul reported to the church back in Acts 15:4, where it reads, "And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them." And today we declare unto you that God is reaching people through His Word. And you are part of that equation. And as a Gideon, I thank you. Earlier I mentioned the distribution that may go into students' hands. The youth and the students that were mentioned earlier, unlike the rest of the world, were being restricted more and more from going into the schools where the Bible is being able to be distributed across the U.S. Unlike other parts of the world where they welcome in open arms, hands outreach to us. In every country we go to, they're wanting God's Word, and we're able to give that out to them. However, the youth can take part in this also. In 2010, they came out with a life book, and some of them may have remembered that. And it was the book of John that you can share and give out to students. Youth pastors can go ahead and order it, and it's free. You just go right online, you can order as many as you need. And this can be distributed, given out to the youth, and taken into all, and handed out to all their friends. And this year, in 2018, the book of Mark has come out in the life book. And one of the counselors in one of the schools in this county came up to me one day and said, I had a student come up to me. He said that he felt a calling that his mission was to get a New Testament into every one of his fellow students' hands in our own county. And wanted to make sure that he could order the life book to get it across every middle schooler that he encountered. What a blessing, even in our own county. Who are the Gideons? We're Christian business and professional men, combined with our wives, the Gideon Auxiliary. We have over 260,000 members worldwide. Members that are in their actual countries that are distributing the word. And our purpose, as I said earlier, is simple. To win men, women, boys and girls, to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. By one-on-one witnessing, as God leads, and by sowing God's word, as you and other local churches and others provide. How can you help? You already have. Your past offerings, perhaps through one of your members joining the Gideons, which we know we have a Gideon Auxiliary in your congregation here. Thank you, but the need is still there. Even though with your help we place 1 million testaments of Bibles every week, we often have orders from Gideons in other countries that cannot be shipped. Why? Because the funds just aren't there. So we ask your continued help in making the Gideons a missionary arm of your church as God enables you. And there are four ways that you can help place God's word to people who really need it. Most important, pray. Pray for those who receive the scriptures. Pray for the Gideons and the auxiliary. And pray that the funds would be there to purchase scriptures so not a single person can be without God's word across the world. Pray that the Gideons will receive a special offering as you leave at the doors. I know Les had provided in your bulletins today an insert about sharing God's word. And at the end of the service, you'll have an opportunity to contribute to sharing God's word. But you can also donate scriptures anytime. I see on the back wall here you have the Gideon card rack. And that Gideon card program can be used for in recognition, for anniversaries, for birthdays, for graduations, in memory. I know we use it all the time. I shouldn't say all the time because we use it for funerals. But to really remember folks of a special reason and to donate Bibles in their name. They could be simply thinking of you, a sick friend, someone discouraged, you're praying for them. Of course, in this day and age, everything's electronic. So, at any time, you just go to your phone, go to the internet, and just go to sendtheword.org. And you go right on there and sendtheword.org, and they will go ahead, and you can go ahead and fill everything out right there, and just send a nice message to a pastor, to a friend, to somebody in need, and you just do it right online. And lastly, another with the Gideons are an extension of your church. And other local churches that we are you. The Gideons and their wives are members of individual local churches. They're born-again believers. And we have to be recommended by our own pastors. In fact, Gideons cannot even become Gideons unless their pastors recommend us. So if there's any Christian, businessmen, or professional men here today that would like to explore membership in the Gideons through our qualification process, please see me after the service, or see Les, see one of us, and we'll be glad to take you through the process. There's a lot of work to be done to share God's Word. And also, now you can become a friend of the Gideons. And before I even became a Gideon, I became a friend of the Gideon from knowing them for so many years. You could be a financial partner, or you can go on and just be a prayer partner. And just pray for the Gideons and all the work that's being done and sharing God's Word. And again, like everything electronically, you can find it simply enough by going to gideons.org/friends, and you can become a friend of the Gideons. Well, as I come to a close, I just want to share another testimony to remember the lives that are impacted by these scriptures. As I said, three weeks ago, Pat and I returned from Kenya, Africa. And while we were there, you know, doing some of the work that we were doing there, we had some time to go ahead and hit the merchants and try to buy some gifts before we returned. But during that time at the merchants, we all came back to the van. And Pat goes, "Well, did you share God's word here?" And of course, you know, gave me the New Testament, says, "Go back there and share God's word with them." So I immediately took the New Testaments, went back into the marketplace. No, Pat wouldn't do that. Went back into the marketplace. Her name was Alice. We just got done purchasing some of the different blankets and things from her. And just talked to her for a few minutes about Jesus. And did she have a relationship with him? And she goes, "You know what?" She goes, "I do." She's like, "My very first Testament of Bible that I ever received was when I was in fifth grade, and the Gideons distributed and gave me a Bible over here in Kenya. And it was because of that that changed my life and changed my family's life." She's like, "But you know, my son and my daughter, they really need to have a New Testament of themselves." So of course, I gave her one of each for each of her son and her daughter, so she can continue the legacy of passing on God's word through many generations. In Colossians 3:12-17, it says, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Thank you, Open Arms, for your mission heart. It makes a difference, an eternal difference in many lives. It's been a privilege to participate in your worship service today. And we all know we need to all do our part as the Great Commission has commanded us in Matthew 28:19-20. Thank you. God bless you.
Guys, with their songs, and who would like to go ahead and take an